And that's where we'll say goodbye to the World Service and start the day here on BBC Radio 4. Good morning, it's Tom Sanders with you here on Tuesday the 17th of December, the birthday of Dame Jacqueline Wilson. The author was born on this date in 1945 in Bath, where the sun will rise today at 10 past 8 and set at 4 p.m. The shipping bulletin isn't too far off. Then at 5.30, the latest news, sport and business, and a look at the papers. But first, let's hear about some of our Christmas highlights.
You really must listen to this.
I've got gifts for you.
Christmas on BBC Radio 4.
Explore the world of Christmas tales written through the eyes of a child.
I think Christmas for children has resonance that goes beyond anything you can understand.
And visit some old friends on Wimbledon Common.
Wishing you a very Merry Christmas from me, Bulgaria Coburg Womble.
Readings, features, drama and scares for the festive season.
Do you think that what you experienced that night is still here now?
I think so.
Christmas on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Happy Christmas, one and all.
Danny Robbins goes ghost hunting in the Scottish Highlands in Uncanny. That's on Christmas Day at 11 p.m. But back to this morning, and a very good morning to Helen Willetts.
A very good morning to you as well, Tom. Hello there. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Tuesday the 17th of December 2024. There are warnings of gales in all areas except White, Portland, Biscay, and Trafalgar. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, 400 miles west of Fitzroy, 995, expected Hebrides, 974, by midnight tonight. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at zero, south at zero. West or northwest, 4 to 6, backing southerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne, Dogger. South or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Occasional rain, moderate or good. Fisher, German Bight. West or southwest, 4 to 6, backing south 7 or gale 8 later. Rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Humber, Thames, Dover. South or southwest, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later. Occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. White, Portland, southwest 4 to 6, veering southwest 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, rain later, good, occasionally moderate. Plymouth, south 4 to 7, veering southwest 6 to gale 8, rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Biscay, southeasterly 3 to 5, veering southwesterly 5 or 6, except in southeast. Occasional rain, good, becoming moderate. Fitzroy Sole, south, backing southwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in Sole, decreasing 5 or 6 later. Rain at times, good, occasionally poor. Lundy, Fastnet. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Irish Sea. South or southwest 4 to 6, increasing 7 to severe gale 9. Occasional rain, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Shannon. South or southwest 6 to gale 8, veering northwest 4 to 6 later. Rain, showers later, moderate or poor, good later. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey. South or southeast, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8, perhaps severe gale 9 later in Hebrides. Rain or showers, perhaps wintry in Bailey, good, occasionally poor. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. So just a reminder, there are warnings of gales in all areas except White, Portland, Biscay and Trafalgar. Now to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 17th of December 2024. Tyree Automatic, southwest 4, 6 miles, 1017, falling slowly. Stornoway, southwest by south 3, slight rain, 19 miles, 1013, falling slowly. Lerwick, west 2, 19 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Lucas, southwest by west 5, 15 miles, 1018, rising slowly. Bridlington, southwest by south 2, 1023, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by north 5, 11 miles, 1029. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1029. Jersey, south by east 3, 16 miles, 1029, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, south by east 5, 11 miles, 1028. Scilly Automatic, south 6, 7 miles, 1024, falling. Valencia, southeast 4, recent drizzle, 14 miles, 1016, falling slowly. Ronald's Way, south-southwest 4, 9 miles, 1022, falling slowly. And Malinhead, south 3, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1018, falling. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland. It's valid for the following 24 hours and was issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Tuesday the 17th of December 2024. The general situation. During Tuesday, an Atlantic frontal system will bring outbreaks of rain and strong, locally gale-force southerly winds. So for Cape Wrath to Rectory Head, including Orkney. Southwesterly backing southeasterly, then westerly or southwesterly later, 3 to 5, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 near Rattray Head. Rain at times, good, occasionally moderate. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly backing southerly for a time, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 or gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 3 or 4, backing southerly 5 or 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 3 to 5, backing southerly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 or gale 8 later, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey-Bill, southerly or southwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey-Bill to Lyme Regis, southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, showers, occasional rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Southerly, veering southwesterly later, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Fair, then occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain but becoming fair for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southerly or southeasterly, veering southwesterly at first in the west, 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man, southwesterly 4 or 5, backing southerly and gradually increasing 7 or gale 8. Fair, then outbreaks of rain developing, good, occasionally moderate. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough, southerly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly later 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 for a time. Occasional rain, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, southerly or southwesterly, veering westerly or northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain at times, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, southerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly later 4 to 6, increasing 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And Shetland Isles, westerly backing southerly or southeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first and 7 later. Showers then rain later, moderate or good. Tom.
Helen, thank you. This is Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Tuesday the 17th of December. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Tom Sanders. Syria's rebel leader is calling for international sanctions imposed during the Assad regime to be lifted. NHS England says a trial to give some patients easy access to a second medical opinion has led to potentially life-saving changes. In business, water companies are to pay higher compensation if they fail to provide basic services. And in sport, New Zealand's cricketers thump England in the third test. The rebel leader now in charge in Syria says international sanctions imposed on the ousted Assad regime must be lifted so millions of Syrians displaced by war can return home. Ahmed Ashashara made the comments during a meeting with British diplomats in the capital Damascus. David Bamford has more details.
Ahmed al-Sharaa told the British envoy, Anne Snow, that it was important to end international sanctions imposed during the rule of Bashar al-Assad so that displaced Syrians could return home. The victorious Islamist rebel force, Hayat Tahrir al-Sham, is currently proscribed in the UK as a terrorist organisation. But Mr al-Sharaa has sought to move away from its jihadist origins. Earlier, he announced that Syria's rebel factions would be disbanded and their members integrated into the regular army.
A senior Palestinian official involved in the Gaza ceasefire talks in Doha has told the BBC negotiations have entered a decisive and final stage. Israel's defence minister, Yisrael Katz, has also said an agreement was closer than ever. Officials on all sides stress there are key details to work out. NHS England says the trial of a new service which gives patients easier access to a second medical opinion led to 1 in 8 people receiving potentially life-saving treatment. Under Martha's rule, patients can request an urgent review if they believe their condition is deteriorating. It's named after 13-year-old Martha Mills, who died of sepsis 3 years ago when doctors failed to take emergency action. Her mother, Merope, told the Today programme that a national rollout of the scheme is now needed.
It's clear to me that if we implement Martha's rule nationally, we can confidently say that it would greatly improve care, change the culture and save lives.
Some parents will know